Ready to go. Dinner. Are there's good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites, Yosemites.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this. The closest thing is in 1917, they say, right? The great pandemic certainly was a terrible thing where they lost anywhere from 50 to 100 million people. Probably ended the Second World War. All the soldiers were sick.
I have no doubt that I picked the right person to join me as the next Vice President of the United States of America, and that's Senator Kamala Harris.
Joe Biden kept a lid on who he would choose to help make Trump's first term his last hurrah. But now he's giving everyone the good news. It's Kamala.
I am incredibly honored.
Will she be crowned America's new VP? Elizabeth and Bernie say, well, duh. And in his pants, Mike Pence just made a pee-pee. He's scared of her.
Let me take this opportunity to welcome her to the race.
Kamala. Kamala. A name that makes her critics fume.
We will admit we did not see this coming.
But Kamala.
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 Can sure light up a room.
Yes, queen.
With 4 more years of this, we might not make it. The sinking ship we're in won't stay afloat. And though you might say, nah, don't cite her every flaw.
But
cause frankly, I don't give a sh**. Just vote for Kamala. La, 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 la.
What exactly do you know about Kamala Harris?
They say that she's a lawyer and a scholar, a senator from California. And don't you dare pronounce her name Kamala.
It's Kamala.
That is what's called leadership.
Kamala. Kamala. Just watch her squash him like a bug.
And as I said, I can't wait to get out there.
Kamala.
Kamala.
Kamala. Her husband's name is Doug. And though Trump calls her phony, mean, and nasty, there's no doubt she's more qualified than he. She sold me when I saw her come for Kavanaugh. For no one makes a grown man cry like she can, Kamala.
She was probably nastier than even Pocahontas.
The rival spout offensive speculation. Crazy racist birther theories on Kamala. 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 She's finally come to save the day.
this race to win.
Kamala.
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 Girl, don't get in her way. So lest you think there's ages till November, just blink but once and then before you know, October and voila.
I'll see you in Utah.
Girl, get a chaperone.
Then meet my brand new mom and daddy, Joel and Kamala.
Kamala.
Yes, queen.
Sleepy Joe finally woke up. Woke up in his basement. Looked around and said, where am I? And his advisors and the people taking care of him said, Joe, you have to pick a VP. And he picked a nasty one, didn't he? He picked a very nasty one. Kamala Harris, okay? A nasty woman, if there ever was a nasty woman. And this is how you know Sleepy Joe isn't there anymore. And by the way, we haven't come up with a nickname for Kamala. You know, crazy Kamala, feels a little old. Nasty Kamala, doesn't have the double, you know, the way the sounds sound alike, you know, like crazy Kamala has the kuh. But I know, Mike, you said, Kama Chameleon. You were singing that, I don't know, but I thought that might have been a good nickname. So maybe Chameleon Kamala Harris. And that's our VP, Mike Pence. Okay, finally getting in the strong nickname game. So, and don't worry, Mike, you're going to be our VP. Don't listen to any of the reports about how I want to put a woman. There's no woman who could give me the support and the love that you give me, Mike. In some ways, it feels almost like a woman. So thank you. Thank you, Mike. But we're doing very strongly. It's a failed pick. Biden Harris, she's going to be trying to take his job. And she was so rude to him. Remember when she was so nasty and she said he wanted to segregate the buses? That was so mean. And that's our idea, by the way. That's our idea. So she tried to be mean to Joe and steal our great, you know, he didn't want to do the busing. And that's our idea. We don't want busing. So not only is she nasty, she tried to steal great Republican talking points. So Kama Chameleon Kamala Harris, that's what we're calling her. Thank you again, Mike. And she's going to lose so bad because she's going to be too busy trying to take Joe Biden's job while he, you know, sits there not knowing where he is. So bring it on. I've got Mike Pence. He's tougher. He's the toughest lady I know.
If I listen to your lies, would you say?
Kamala Harris. After it was announced that she would be Biden's running mate, many people were celebrating the historic milestone of having a black and South Asian woman on a major party ticket. Although, as you might expect, President Trump had a slightly different take.
Reaction was quick at the White House, where President Trump used his daily coronavirus briefing to bash Biden's choice.
She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. I thought she was the meanest, the most horrible, most disrespectful of anybody in the U.S. Senate.
Despite claiming he wanted Biden to pick Harris, President Trump says he's surprised Biden actually did after that heated primary debate.
She was probably nastier than even Pocahontas to Joe Biden. She was very disrespectful to Joe Biden. She said things during the debates, during the Democrat primary debates that were horrible about Sleepy Joe, and I would think that he wouldn't have picked.
Yeah, she was so horrible to Sleepy Joe, and that loser deserves so much more respect than that.
Like, is Trump attacking or defending Joe Biden? I can't tell. You know, I thought this election would be Trump versus Joe Biden. Now I think we could just lock Trump in a room and let him hash it out by himself.
What did me say to me? Me heard me.
I mean, of all people, Donald Trump, should totally understand how you can be with a woman who's publicly humiliated you. He also shouldn't be surprised that past enemies can become your friends. I mean, look who he's been working with. Ted Cruz, who called him a pathological liar and a narcissist. Lindsey Graham, who said he was a bigot and a nut job who was destroying the Republican Party. Marco Rubio, who called him a con artist and said he had a small d***. And of course, Jared Kushner, who selfishly married the love of Trump's life. That's right, man, we ain't never gonna forget. If anything, Kamala Harris on the ticket with Joe Biden is a genius move by the former VP. Because not only does she tick a bunch of boxes, but clearly, conservatives are gonna struggle to put her in one.
Joe Biden is running on the most radical platform of any candidate from any major party in U.S. history. Now with the most radical running mate ever.
She doesn't really have core beliefs.
Her record as attorney general is absolutely abysmal by fighting to keep inmates locked up in overcrowded prisons.
As a prosecutor in San Francisco, she allowed, scores of violent criminals to walk free.
Did you know that Kamala Harris has a higher rating from the Police Association in 2019 than from the ACLU.
She is soft on crime. She is no friend of the police.
Harris clearly wasn't picked for her personal charm.
She's very telegenic. I get that. The media will say she's very hip.
I think that the pick was somewhat surprising.
I think it was a kind of a boring pick. I think everybody was expecting Biden to pick Kamala.
Joe Biden has picked Kamala Harris. But who is Kamala Harris? She hates the police, except for the times that she loves the police. She's also soft on drug crime, but is too tough on drug crime sometimes. She's black, but also Indian. Is that even allowed? Kamala Harris. We haven't decided why she's bad yet, but we already paid for this ad.
I'm Donald Trump, and I'm confused by this message.
I usually don't get into politics, but the president's senior advisor, Jenna Ellis, just said Kamala Harris sounds like me. Lisa says she doesn't mean it as a compliment. If that's so, as an ordinary suburban housewife, I'm starting to feel a little disrespected. I teach my children not to name call Jenna. I was going to say I'm pissed off, but I'm afraid they bleep it.
Yes, it's a tough day for us, okay? My brother Richard Trump, one of the great Trumps, not as good as me, but, you know, he's one of the top sort of, I put him in as a top tier sort of Trump. He's very sick, and I'm going to visit him at some point. I'm at the golf course now, but in mourning, in anticipation of a very sad thing, which we hope doesn't happen, but, you know, I am sort of at the top of his beneficiaries in his will, so if he goes, you know, as the great Russian Drago once said, if he dies, he dies. You know, so, you know, he had a good life, and I'm going to get most of his wealth. So there's a lot of, you know, there's bad, but there's also good. It is what it is. But, you know, in mourning, because we're anticipating sort of mourning, you know, which is death. It is mourning, but it's all so-called strong death. I have asked for black caddies on the golf course today because, you know, I don't want to put anything black on my great white MAGA golf hat or my great white polo shirt. But, you know, black is sort of what people do when they're sad. You know, I've been told when they're sad, people do things with blacks. And I said, okay, well, we'll have a black caddy. I usually don't do that. But in honor of my great brother, Richard, Robert Trump. Robert. Well, it's close. You know, Robert Trump, also a strong brother of mine. We're going to golf very strongly today in his honor. And then if there's time, I'm going to go stop by the hospital. And hopefully we get great inheritance. And, you know, I don't know why people are asking. Yes, my press secretary said I have a great relationship with my brother. You know, usually when people have great relationships with their family members, it's kind of assumed. It's something people do. They make an assumption. But I'm so strong and tough. You can't assume that I like my family members. So that's why I had Kaylee McDonald at a farm. And she's also a great press secretary. So we had her say that I have a good relationship with my brother. Very true. So we hope he has great life, but great inheritance.
House Democrats announced yesterday that they'll be returning
from recess early to address the crisis at the post office after it was reported that mail sorting machines across the country were being removed and the Postal Service had warned 46 states that voters could be disenfranchised due to the changes. And if you're wondering if it's just coincidental that the post office is being dismantled as the country nears an election that will depend in large part on mail-in voting, one, congrats on waking up from your coma, and two, here's Trump admitting it last week.
They want $25 billion, billion, for the post office. Now, they need that money in order to have the post office work so it can take all of these millions and millions of ballots. But if they don't get those two items, that means you can't have universal mail-in voting.
Once again, he just confesses, just like he did with Russian hacking and the Ukraine quid pro quo. He confesses like he has James Bond strapped to a table. You're probably wondering how I'm going to steal the election. Well, I'll tell you every detail, Mr. Bond, and then I'll turn the laser on and leave the room. The entire Trump presidency has been like an episode of Law & Order where the killer confesses in the first 5 minutes, and then they turn it over to a cable news panel to discuss. I mean, sure, he said he killed him and where he buried the body, and when they dug up the body, it did have traces of his DNA, but can we really take him at his word? Or are we maybe overreacting? Now, as we and many others have stated millions of times, there is zero evidence of widespread fraud in mail-in voting. Even Trump's own Voting Integrity Commission couldn't find any evidence of voter fraud. In fact, if anything, mail-in voting is especially secure because you have the physical evidence. If you suspect fraud, you just look at the name and signature on the ballot and make sure it's a legal vote. And yet on Sunday, Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, kept repeating the lie that mail-in voting could somehow lead to fraud.
But you don't call up and say, hey,
no,
by the way,
there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud, though.
There's no evidence that there's not either. That's the definition of fraud, Jake.
That's not how evidence works. You can't arrest someone for possession of cocaine because they can't prove they don't have any cocaine.
So there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud, but there's also no evidence that there isn't widespread voter fraud. I mean, once you go into that argument, there's nothing you can't claim anymore. People have all sorts of theories about why Trump is attacking the post office. One of those is that he wants to slow mail down so that ballots don't arrive in time to be counted. But another theory is that he just wants Democrats to think that the mail is going to slow down so that they don't trust the mail and they don't send their ballots at all.
So in many ways, what we're seeing is not new. It's been a goal of the conservative movement for years. They want to turn one of America's most cherished public institutions into a chain restaurant where you can buy a pack of stamps and unlimited breadsticks. Privatizing the post office is like turning your local fire station into the cable company. My house is on fire. We'll be there between 9 and 1. Make sure someone is home. And yet, as an election approaches in which the incumbent president just happens to be trailing badly in the polls, conservatives are suddenly concerned that the post office loses money. Former Fox Business host Trish Regan captured this sentiment yesterday when she tweeted, "Here's the deal on the United States Postal Service. It's just a bad business. Poorly run, loses billions. If it were any other business, it would have gone under by now. We need to make it more accountable, not keep throwing money at it." Yeah, but it's not a business. So telling that you ghouls never say stuff like this about ICE or the police. The Pentagon's had more flops than Johnny Depp, but you guys still love to throw money at it. Also, as we explained last week, the post office was actually profitable until Republicans passed a law in 2006 requiring it to pre-fund 75 years of retiree health benefits in 10 years. And without that law, the post office would have remained profitable.
It operated at a loss in the first couple of years of the 21st century, but by 2003, it was back to operating at a profit. In fact, from 2003 through 2006, USPS recorded a total $9.3 billion profit. If not for the 75-year pension and healthcare obligation, the USPS would have reported operating profits for the last 6 years.
So the same Republicans who are now complaining that the post office loses money are the ones responsible for the post office losing money. It's like if your boss at Krispy Kreme said, "Why is no one coming to the store?" And you said, "You made us put up that sign that said we stick our in all the crawlers." And now the privatizers have joined forces with a president who's desperate to subvert an election he knows he can't win fairly, which is why he's installed a postmaster general, Louis DeJoy, with tens of millions of dollars worth of conflicts, who donated $360,000 to Trump and the RNC, which is unprecedented. The post office is supposed to be nonpartisan. DeJoy has been gutting the post office just as states prepare for a surge in mail-in ballots thanks to the deadly plague Trump failed to stop. He slowed mail delivery, slashed hours at post offices, removed mail sorting machines across the country, and told 46 states their voters could be disenfranchised by delayed mail-in ballots. And by the way, it's not a matter of whether the Postal Service can handle the volume. Even if every single one of them, 150 million registered voters, mailed in a ballot, that would be nothing compared to the post office's usual load. The Postal Service processes nearly 500 million pieces of mail every day, and it annually handles more than 3 billion pieces in the week before Christmas alone. What we're witnessing right now is a marriage of Postal Service privatizers and an anti-majoritarian political movement intent on undermining democracy in order to impose its will on everyone else. They know they can't win fairly, so they'll do anything to cheat, including dismantling one of our most cherished public institutions because...
they have no mercy.
Good evening, everyone. A lot of people have asked me, when others are going so low, does going high still really work? My answer, going high is the only thing that works. If you think things cannot possibly get worse, trust me, they can and they will if we don't make a change in this election.
That was a short walk from hope and change to duck and cover.
I know Joe. He is a profoundly decent man guided by faith. He was a terrific vice president. He knows what it takes to rescue an economy, beat back a pandemic, and lead our country. And he listens.
As opposed to Trump, who knows how to beat back an economy, ignore a pandemic, divide our country, and he glistens.
He will tell the truth and trust science.
Wow. 4 years of Trump has really lowered the bar for president. I support Joe Biden. He believes the Earth orbits the sun and he won't stab you.
We have got to do everything we can to elect my friend Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. Thank you all. God bless.
So your president is very powerfully getting ready for bed. It's just me and my comfortable sheets and the Great Trump Bear, available at the Trump Store online. And I just watched the Democratic anti-American convention night one, and it was a total disgrace, as you could expect. You know, we start off with Eva Longoria, who, well, to be honest, she looked pretty hot. But after her, it was a total mess. You had angry Andrew Cuomo, okay, just sitting there with his lack of charisma, talking very angrily. And then you had... Mary Lou Rotten, that's what I call Klobuchar, who had a horrible campaign. And she's got some of the worst jokes I've ever heard, let's be honest. Then you had John Kasich, fake Republican, in the middle of a field. They should have left him there. And then we have Crazy Bernie, okay? Crazy Bernie just talking crazy in a bunch of logs. I thought he was going to start chopping wood like Rocky IV, except he's, you know, too old to do that. And then you had Michelle Obama, and I gotta say, she stole my line. Everybody accused my wife, Melanoma, of stealing her speech. Is the fake news gonna accuse? It is what it is my line. That is my line. And she used it to talk about me. I used it to talk about dead people. Okay, I see dead people. I feel like the kid in The Sixth Sense right now getting ready for bed. You know, I see Trump speeches getting stolen. How about that? And she used it against me, and nobody's going to call her out. But I'm calling you out, Michelle Obama. You stole my line. Total failure on night one, a total disgrace. Sleepy Joe's got, well, Sleepy Joe, he's probably on an Amtrak right now. They, you know, they get an Amtrak video, okay, which is losing money, by the way. And total failure on night one. And Bruce Springsteen, you know, doing the music for this, it was almost as boring as his Broadway show, which was not good, okay? Not the boss. I'm the boss. You're not the boss. Good night.
If stupid people aren't elected next year, we're going to have one of the greatest years that we've ever had.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Thanks this week for the
song.
from Randy, Rainbow, Culture, Golden, Earring,
and thanks also to
Rod, Serling, Rudy, Giuliani, Cartman, Richard, Nixon, Joe, Biden, Mike, Pence, JL, Corvin, Trevor, Noah, Sean, Hannity, Greg, Gutfeld, Tucker, Carlson, Marge, Simpson, Seth, Myers,
Mark,
Meadows, Jake, Tapper,
Michelle,
Obama,
Stephen, Colbert.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.